1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Glad to have with us Karen Mays, certified CHIC counselor and trainer, as we talk Medicare. Our Medicare Minute launches now.
Karen, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Ron. I'm about to blow away, but otherwise doing great.
All right. Yeah, hang on. Hang on. Don't blow away before we're done here this morning, because, Karen, you always have some great Medicare information to pass along. As Chuck alluded to, Karen is a senior health insurance counselor for Kansas Counselors for the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. And great CHIC information, Medicare information with us every single month. And this morning, Karen, let's kick things off with a question that deals with what happens when a person with Medicare is being dismissed from the hospital.
Well, Ron, your doctor will review your condition and determine whether you still need hospital care or possibly need less intensive care in another setting. If your doctor determines that you need additional care after a hospital stay, you'll likely be visited by a social worker who will help you know about further care and resources available in your community.
So what other settings are there where people could get additional care after a hospital stay?
People who need skilled care may be sent to a nursing facility for a temporary recovery stay. This type of care is often called rehab. Some people may be able to go home and receive care for a short period of time in their own home. This type of care is called home health care. It's possible for Medicare to pay for either of these situations, provided the patient has met all of the conditions.
All right, Karen, so what are these conditions?
Well, let's start with care that people get in a skilled nursing facility, which usually in our region happens at a nursing home where there are already nurses on staff. For Medicare to pay for these services, you must have Medicare Part A, which is the hospital coverage, and have spent at least 3 days in a row as an inpatient in the hospital. Your doctor or other health care provider must determine that you need this daily skilled care from nursing or therapy staff in order to improve or maintain your current condition or prevent or delay it from getting worse. Medicare will pay if you have an ongoing condition that was treated during your inpatient hospital stay, even if that wasn't the reason you were admitted to the hospital. And finally, the place where you get skilled care must be Medicare certified.
How does Medicare then pay for care through a skilled nursing facility?
Well, Medicare Part A will pay the total cost for the first 20 days. After that, there begins to be a daily copay, which in 2025 is $209.50 per day until you reach 100 days. Now, you or your supplement insurance would pay that $209.50. But after those days are up, Medicare stops paying, because Medicare does not pay for living at the nursing home.
All right, Karen, you mentioned that instead of going to a facility, Medicare might pay for care people get in their home. How exactly does that work?
Covered home health services includes medically necessary part-time or intermittent skilled nursing care for things like monitoring a serious illness and unstable health status, wound care for pressure sores or a surgical wound, injections, and physical or occupational therapy, and that has to go with skilled care after a hospital stay. It doesn't pay for meals to be delivered, but people can always get that from the Friendship Meals Program at the Area Agency on Aging.
Okay. So how does Medicare then pay for those services?
Well, Medicare Part A, which is the hospital insurance, and or Medicare Part B, which is the medical insurance, does cover eligible home health services as long as you need part-time or intermittent skilled services and you're homebound. Now, homebound means you have trouble leaving your home without help. Perhaps you need a wheelchair or a walker, or you need help from another person because of your illness or injury. And also, leaving your home isn't recommended because of your condition. If you have days left in your benefit period after a hospital stay, Part A will pay the full cost of these services. On the other hand, if Part B is paying, then there's a $257 Part B deductible, which either you or supplement insurance pays. After that, Medicare pays 80% of the cost, and either you or your supplement insurance pays the other 20%.
Now, Karen, you mentioned benefit period a couple of times. What exactly is that?
Well, a benefit period begins the day you are admitted as an inpatient into the hospital or skilled nursing facility, and it continues for 60 days after you leave and no longer need care.
Are these benefit periods and the benefit costs the same for folks who have the Medicare Advantage insurance package?
Well, with Medicare Advantage, those plans have completely different rules for what they pay and what the patient pays. And that can vary from plan to plan, even with the same insurance company. Those plans are only required to cover the same services as original Medicare. So I recommend that people who have those plans check with their insurance company to understand their costs and coverage if they were to need this care after a hospital stay.
All right, let's see. Where are we at? Is there any place, Karen, where people can get help understanding their particular situation?
Absolutely. People can always call the Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-2703. Our senior health insurance counselors are always happy to answer your questions.
Okay. What is next month's topic? Because we know you always plan ahead.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, while we're on this subject, I think it's a good idea for us to tackle what action people can take if they think they're being dismissed from either the hospital or other care too soon.
Looking forward to it. Great information as always, Karen. We appreciate it very much.
Hey, it's been my pleasure to talk with you today, and we look forward to talking with you in the future and helping people by phone.
Yeah, indeed. You do a great job with us, Karen. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
All right, Karen Mace, who is a senior health insurance counselor for Kansas Counselors for the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. She is a SHIC counselor, does a great job with our Medicare Minute monthly here. KVOE, all kinds of great information always, Chuck.
Yeah, make sure, especially for those of you who either are on Medicare or, say, if you're a caregiver, whenever we have those monthly minutes, you know that you're going to get great stuff here from